With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The general leading President Trump's war on government waste, fraud, and abuse says don't fool yourself. The federal government could go bankrupt if out-of-control spending isn't brought under control. Elon Musk heads the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. He joined the president on TV last night.
I'm only here for 2.5 weeks.
Speaking to Fox's Sean Hannity, President Trump blamed stubbornly high prices on the Biden administration.
I had nothing to do with it. These people have run the country. They spent money like nobody's ever spent. They were given $9 trillion to throw out the window.
Meantime, Republicans in the Senate are moving ahead with a scaled-back budget bill that includes Trump administration money for items like mass deportations. The Senate bill does not include $4.5 trillion in tax cuts that are tops on the GOP agenda. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the Pentagon is the latest target of DOGE, with the Defense Department asked to provide a list of probationary employees who could be laid off. Also being let go, all Biden-era prosecutors at the Justice Department, the president citing the need to restore fairness and the even-handed administration of justice. Also at SRNNews.com, parts of the East, specifically North Carolina and Virginia, are readying for more snow.
It's a pretty significant winter storm, mainly just because of some of the areas that it's impacting where they don't necessarily see a lot of snow per year, in particular, like Southeast Virginia, we're looking at 6 to 10 inches of snowfall just with this storm alone. And this is not even the first winter storm they've had.
Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service. Out west, it's dangerously cold, extreme cold extending from the northern plains all the way down into Texas. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 112 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention goes after Planned Parenthood.
The country's largest Protestant denomination wants the government to defund the country's largest abortion business. With Roe v. Wade overturned and pro-life officials in place after the last election, the SBC is urging Christians to petition Congress to finally stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. The giant business received $700 million federal bucks in 2024 to provide abortions and also promote the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear is changing the way Jewish people in the United States go about their daily lives. According to a new poll from the American Jewish Committee, 56% of Jews say they've abandoned certain behaviors and dropped certain activities for fear of anti-Semitism. That's up from 46% who were doing so a year ago. The most common thing poll respondents say and they do is avoid wearing any apparel that would identify them as being Jewish. This is SRN News. Well, given the price of eggs, you might think you're buying a carton of the proverbial golden eggs.
Small business owners that rely on eggs for their products are facing sticker shock as the avian flu sparks shortages and high prices for the usually reliable staple. Avian flu is forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens, causing U.S. egg prices to skyrocket. The average price of a dozen eggs reached $4.95 in January. From bakeries to restaurants, most owners are taking the increase in stride, just one of the many hurdles they constantly face. But if the problem persists, it could cause them to raise prices or adjust their product offerings. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump vows his administration will make sure that a major natural gas pipeline in Alaska gets built. That's drawn new attention to a project. It's been a long-standing dream for Alaskan leaders, but has languished for years. More details, SRNNews.com.